Module 2, Integrated Task, Part A, Situation. You are Emma Cheung. You work for an education centre. Your company is going to recruit a manager's assistant. You will have a total of 3 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording to complete the tasks. You have 2 minutes to familiarise yourself with tasks 1 to 3 before the recording begins. Task 1. You are talking with your manager about posting a job advertisement for the position. Listen to the conversation and complete the advertisement below.
Hi, Emma. Can you help me write the job advertisement for the manager's assistant?
Yes, sure. I'll get a pen and paper. Okay, so the job advertisement is for the manager's assistant.
Yes. Under the job position, you should write the name of our company, Tom's Tutor Time.
Tom's Tutor Time. Okay. Should we write a bit about the company?
Good idea. Put down that we were established in 2005 by Tom Wong and that we provide high-quality tutoring services. And now we employ over 50 tutors. You better mention we provide tutoring services for students aged 7 to 18 as well.
Hold on. For students aged 7 to 18. I didn't know we had 50 tutors. That's a lot.
Well, we do have 3 centres now. One in Kowloon Tong, another in North Point, and the new one here in Cheung Wan.
So the assistant's duties will be assisting you, the centre manager. I should write some other duties down so applicants have an idea of what the person will be required to do.
Yes, make these bullet points. Apart from assisting the centre manager, the person will be handling inquiries from parents and tutors.
They'll need to type up documents like invoices and reports and so on. So they need to be able to type fast.
Yes, they'll need to be quite good at typing up documents. About 60 words per minute, at least. Please write under qualifications, English data inputting with the minimum 60 words per minute. One more thing, the person will also be responsible for organising tutors' timetables.
I'll put it in the duties as well. organizing tutors' timetables. Should the person have some working experience?
Actually, no. I think it's best to get someone fresh out of school so that they can learn how we do things. As long as they have the right qualities, they do not need experience. Well, we'll consider anyone who is secondary 6 or above.
So, no experience required, and secondary 6 or above under qualifications. Done. What else do we need to include in the advertisement?
The person should have good computer skills and communication skills.
Right. They need good computer skills to operate the computer systems in our centre. And they need good communication skills to deal with customers and tutors as well.
For sure. Next, I think we need to mention our working days. Most jobs are on Mondays to Fridays, but we are open from Mondays to Saturdays.
Right, I'll put that down.
Then we need to mention the salary we offer and the benefits. The pay is 9,500 Hong Kong dollars a month, and of course, we offer healthcare insurance.
What about annual holidays?
We offer 12 days of annual holidays for administrative staff. I think that's it for the details. Now, we just need to provide contact details for those applying for the position. I think it's best to use your email address so you can coordinate interviews and all correspondence with applicants.
Okay, I will put down my email. Emma Cheung at ttt.com.hk.
Excellent. Please send the advertisement to the newspaper by the end of the day. Thanks a lot, Emma.
This is the end of Task 1.